Deconstructing the Colosseum exists for the glory of God. We glorify God by promoting the family government's exclusive jurisdiction or lawful authority over education. Deconstructing the Colosseum has two goals. One, inspire thought about the contrast between the two views of education, the Christian view, or Jesus-centeredness, and the humanistic view, or man-centeredness. And two, encourage Americans to reallocate resources directed towards humanistic education. This means deconstructing the Colosseum, then using those same resources to build a Christian foundation. When humanism promotes slavery to sin using education as the vehicle, some organizations counter with conservatism, that is, vouchers, school choice, and so on. This is insufficient. Although conservatism is a function of Christianity, we must not counter humanism with conservatism. We must counter humanism with Christianity. Deconstructing the Colosseum does just that. Regarding education, God is sovereign and the ultimate authority. God delegates authority to man. This is what is called jurisdiction. God delegates the education duty, that is, cultivating the heart and mind of a child, to the family government. Consequently, the family government has earthly jurisdiction over the heart and mind of each child. Family government education requires total incorporation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. That's from Deuteronomy. The Bible does not delegate the education duty to the civil government, and therefore they have no jurisdiction over the heart and the mind. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition, and I do so through deconstructing the Colosseum.